The president of Columbia University is testifying before Congress about her school's handling of anti-Semitism on campus.
Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus, and I am personally committed to doing everything I can to confront it directly.
She was supposed to answer questions months ago, but declined an invitation due to a travel conflict. And joining us on Newsline is Jody Schneider. Jody is the political news director for Bloomberg TV and radio. Jody, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS. Thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. What have you seen from the testimony so far today?
Yes, as the clip you just played showed, the president of Columbia told the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Education and the Workforce, which is holding the hearing today, that Columbia is striving to be free of discrimination, and she went ahead and condemned anti-Semitism. At the outset of the hearing, however, she experienced some tough questioning. The chairman of the committee, Representative Virginia Fox, a Republican from North Carolina, said that anti-Semitism had spread across universities across the country, and Columbia, she called Columbia one of the worst hotbeds, saying Columbia stands guilty of gross negligence at best. So it's a tough spot she's in. She did not show up, as you noted, on December 5th at that hearing where the presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT did show up because she was speaking at a United Nations climate change conference in Dubai. And so this was the rescheduling of that testimony.
Jody, is there any sense that the Columbia president, Manoush Shafiq, is testifying today with a sense of what happened back in December, and that her testimony has a different feel to it because of the response, negative response to the testimony back in December and the subsequent resignations of the presidents of Penn and Harvard?
Yeah, I think there's less heat on this now, if that's what you're asking, that testimony came so close to October 7th and sort of in the heat of all this and, you know, some of the comments that were made then were much more sort of fiery than this. So I think, you know, in that sense, there's less heat on it. At the same time, of course, she's testifying by herself now instead of being part of a group.
And has the testimony had less of a legal feel to it and more, for want of a better term, more of a public relations approach, because that clearly was not the case back in December?
That's right. I think she's had, I would be surprised if she did not watch the testimony of those who came before her on this topic and learned from it. This was after that backlash after that hearing and caused the resignation of the then university president, Pennsylvania president, Elizabeth McGill. And then we had the resignation of Claudine Gay at Harvard as well. And there was, just so much of an uproar after their testimony then that I think this has much more, as you say, of kind of a public relations feel to it, trying to say, mistakes have been made. However, we are dealing with this. And they've had several other months to deal with this as well.
Jody Schneider is the political news director for Bloomberg TV and radio, talking about the testimony today of Manoush Shafiq, the president of Columbia, in front of a congressional committee investigating anti-Semitism on campus. Jody, we appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you.